Marty, an extremely busy week, so I want to get right to it. We have on the cover this week a photo, a winning photo from a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who will be making a free presentation at the Rio Grande Theater next week.
Yes, we came into possession of this photo. It's called Enrique's Journey, or at least it was taken from a photo essay that Don Barletti did for the Los Angeles Times in 2003. It won a Pulitzer Prize for photojournalism and, or feature photography. And he is going to be at the Rio Grande Theater on Wednesday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. And it's a free presentation. It's going to take about an hour, and he's going to show all the great photos and talk about his 38 years on the border. This is not somebody
That's
who just
great.
Went down there and is coming back.
And I believe it's at 7 p.m.?
Is 7 that, p.m.,
all right,
yes.
We'll look for that then next, you said Wednesday right?
October
next
3rd.
Wednesday, October 3rd. All right. Also, you have an update on election coverage, something that we have not had a chance to talk too much about, county judge races, and also the GO bond for education, which includes NMSU.
Yes, and we've been doing, of course, election coverage every week. This particular article on the county it talks about the probate judge, magistrate judges, and third judicial district judges, the races in those, and also the race for county assessor. A lot of these judgeships, Fred, are unopposed, and so there's not a lot of excitement in some of these races. But we detail who's out there and what the races are and who the names are.
All
right.
And
also the GO bond, too, is going to really affect NMSU if it is approved.
Absolutely. Lots of funding for capital projects if it is approved. Also, a big story in Doña Ana County, it considers consolidating fire districts, and this is from the commission meeting.
Yes, this week, and there's a number of rural fire districts that are really not up to par, and as far as insurance, getting insurance and everything else for those who live out in those areas. And this has been a long time in coming, and there's been a lot of people. We've had letters to the editor from people going, what is going on? We need to upgrade these districts. Anyway, they're talking about consolidating 16 districts into 4 to improve the insurance services organization ratings of the districts, which sets rates for fire insurance. So we have an update on all of that that took place just on Tuesday.
Okay, also an update on the Las Cruces City Council meeting. 2 issues of keen concern. One is the new pool that is going to be built in the city, an update on that. And the other is negotiations for a franchise agreement with Comcast that provides television and internet service to many people in the area.
Yes, the council had a work session this week, and they alternate work session with voting sessions, and this did not have a vote, but they talked about the pool and really the finances of what it would mean, because, and it's going to be built next to the aquatic center. That's the plan right now. But they're talking about attracting 10 local or regional swim meets a year. It could also host diving competitions, a climbing wall even, and then fitness classes and just a number of other events that could be used there. And the city broke it down into what the revenues could come from these events against the cost of building it in the first place. So it's pretty detailed.
And the new agreement with Comcast, they're negotiating.
Right. The first agreement was early 1990s. It's out of date, and they need, and it's been going on now just on a monthly basis, they're negotiating a new agreement with the city.
Okay. Finally, in the arts, we look ahead to the weekend of October 5th through the 7th, and the big jazz happening in Mesilla.
Pretty cool, because it's going to be at different restaurants and bars around Mesilla on the first day, on Friday. And then it moves to the plaza, and there's scheduled set times for all the concerts on the plaza as well.
You got all that in there.
Yes.
All right. We'll look for it so we can plan our weekend, October 5th through the 7th. Marty Racine with the Las Cruces Bulletin with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.